beauty of being old is that you can delight in having a big fat belly, and it sort of like wibble wobbles and it plays tunes as you walk, you know, swish swash, plonk plonk, and you can feel it caress your thighs, and it's absolutely fantastic. Oh, I do love it, and I wrote a poem about it. It's called My Big Fat Belly. Oh, I love my big fat belly, the way it rolls across my thighs, fleshy, and as I grow older, it not just warms me but makes a shelf to rest my tired arms on when daylight sweeps before the midnight morn. Oh, I love the way, as I walk in the garden of sweat and retribution, I alone smiles at it belongs to me alone. It was a seed that, oh boy, grew in width and circumference, but did germinate to be my own succulent flower that indeed doth render itself to have so many unique uses, such as storing crumbs and offals from others that I may enjoy when life's weary journey slows me down. But I can indeed sate my famine on what can be found between the folds of my belly. And oh, I do indeed have to navigate it with my eyes before seeing my feet. Oh, but it's mine, mine alone to stuff with dripping chocolate, and my belly will never moan to me or curse me for being the wrong shape or not attractive. I enjoy my fat, squelchy belly that brought my children into the world, when life doth groan with words I do dither and tear the flesh from others to hold and add to my belly with pride. Enjoy your belly, old people, whatever shape, whatever form. Oh, it does have a uniqueness only to you and us, the rebellion bodies. Bye for now. Ciao. Hello, this is the rather croaky, mature woman with no name, but oh dear, I've been sweating and groaning and, oh, such a headache. Oh, one thought that I needed sublimation, but you know, darlings, I've decided the best thing is fantasy. You know, we don't use fantasy oldies. We oldies, we don't use fantasy. It is a joy, and we don't need anybody to encumber our fantasies. There is a word I looked up, it's called coquelin, and it means the jocular word for fantasy. Wow, it is indeed in the medieval times a land of plenty, where a place that one can enhance your imagination and luxury, where physical comforts and pleasures are real to touch. It also means that someone who's rather crazy and strange. But you see, the thing is, average people just don't have fantasies. Average people think it's all about sex, but it is about those other methods of fantasy. We let's stop thinking of fantasy as sexual, but fantasy as being something which we should, in this particular, in this time, incorporate and delight in. And please, oldies, I know if you're like me, self-isolating, and you're surrounded by silence, then it is perhaps a meditative way to be fantasizing. A meditation. Let's not go down the guru's way of saying, oh yes, bloody hell, you know, one should meditate, one should do all this thing. But I think fantasies. Meditation.